Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Pasty, beige, donkey brown, and mocha. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm Pasty.
Pasty, beige.
That's tough.
I'm mocha.
You're mocha. Because Jenna's pretty tan herself.
So we need a beige and we need a donkey brown.
What is donkey brown?
Nice.
Oh man,
Al just threw his body butter across the room.
He couldn't have just handed it to me and I could have passed it to her.
That could have been tragic if you hit
brown.
What is donkey brown,
Al? It's a thing. It's a thing. It's a color.
It's a shade?
It's a shade of brown. I Googled shades of brown and donkey brown came up.
Am I donkey brown?
I was referring to Jenna.
Oh.
You're more beige.
Okay, thanks, Al.
Is there not a prettier animal I could be?
Girl, I'm just
brown?
Telling you what came up.
Squirrel?
I Googled.
And Pasty was a shade of brown?
Pasty, no. Pasty's you.
Can't I be like caramel macchiato or something sexy?
I was tempted to go with post-toasty brown.
Okay, uh-huh. That would have been nicer than donkey brown.
But post-toasty brown didn't come up in the Google search of shades of brown. What was that, Jenna? Is that your donkey? Let me hear it again.
I'll try again. You're going up against the master impressionist of animals.
Oh, shoot.
Is that Flavor of Flav?
Flavor of Flav!
Okay, this is going to be hard for me because I'm congested.
Oh, you're congested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Uh-huh. Oh, see, I can't do it. Yeah. Oh, I can't do it.
Jenna sounded like Flavor Flav.
You know what? Effort.
By the way, congratulations to the U.S. National women's team on their victory last night.
Yes.
Waiting the referee's whistle. Lloyd strikes and scores 2-0 U.S.
They beat Colombia 2-0. The goals came from Alex Morgan.
Yeah, buddy. Now, did one of the hot girls...
And Carly Lloyd.
Did one of them get suspended for the China game?
Yeah, Rapinoe is not going to be able to play because she got a second yellow card.
Oh, wow.
And somebody else got another yellow that won't be able. But Rapinoe's
so they won't
legit.
Be able to play Friday against China.
Right.
Correct?
Right. And then they come back if they win.
Yeah, it clears. But that's how this goes in this round, I think. If you get two. You normally a yellow, you don't have to sit out. But in this situation,
she
if you get two over the course of two games, yeah.
Well, it's exciting.
Well, one of those Colombian girls, and they're hot too. But one of them did something that got immediately ejected. Like, I held up a red card, and she had to go back to Colombia immediately or something.
Might have been that slide in the box. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get to catch the game since we were doing something for work last night.
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of it. But there was a red card given.
Now, when the team, I've always wondered this. When you have two teams that don't speak each other's language, and then you have referees, I mean, how do they... You have to speak at least one of
the
languages.
They do the motions.
They do motions.
The signals. There's signs for holding and kicking and stuff. You know, I don't know what the signs are, but I mean,
it's just soccer. It's soccer.
Yeah.
You're just basically playing the sport.
And you know what color the cards are.
You know by the calls that the ref makes and their hand direction.
And I learned that a lot of these girls in the World Cup, in the Women's World Cup, they play soccer in the States. They play here in the States. They play for colleges out here or they play professionally. A lot of them do.
Huh. They got to play where they can.
Yeah, and the U.S. has a pretty good women's league, so they come over here to play.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So congratulations.
Go late.
USA taking on China next, right? Is that what you said?
Yes. Uh-huh. Friday.
In the quarterfinals on Friday. It's going to be a good game.
They could take it.
Mm-hmm. You remember this song?
What's that?
Revelry?
Revelry?
Come on.
Revelry.
We run, we jump, we swim, and play. We go and go on trips. But the things that last forever are our dear friendships. Camp Bonawana, we hold you in our hearts. And when we think about you, it makes
me want to fart.
Oh.
We never fart.
But Nick, that guy's funny. Did you guys... That was from Salute Your Shorts, one of the best shows of all time on Nickelodeon.
Oh, I love that show.
Which was about a camp.
Mm-hmm.
And the funnest part of being a kid was when you got to go to camp and you went off for summer... And you didn't have to deal with your mom and your dad.
That's like a week or two, I guess.
Yeah, and you got to meet your friends, and you got to meet some girls, and the girls got to meet some boys, and you would sneak around the cabins and go swimming and have a bunch of fun.
Okay.
And then that goes away because you become an adult, you go off, and you start working, and that never happens again.
No more summer camp.
Until now. There's a camp called Camp Throwback.
Camp Throwback. Where is Camp Throwback?
They have a few locations now, but I believe it started in Ohio, Kelly.
Okay.
But they have one in Chicago, L.A., Nashville, and upstate New York.
All right.
And basically, it's an adults-only camp with no counselors. So you pay your fee, and you go do all the activities you used to do back in the day. Field day.
No counselors is one thing, but you have to have, like, tour guide or whatever you call it.
Yeah, you'll have that. You'll have that.
You basically need referees, I would think, for the event.
You have drunk field day, hangover yoga, sober archery practice.
Sober archery.
Yeah, you got to be sober.
Yeah, you got to be sober for archery, yeah.
And you get to bring your own alcohol if you want, because guess what? Now we're adults.
Yeah.
And we get to bring our own alcohol.
BYOB.
I love hangover yoga. That's great.
And you get to stay in your cabins, and just like camp back in the day, you do all the activities you used to have, and you stay at this camp for a week or so.
Is this like a hookup camp, though? I mean,
hey, that's their motto. What happens at camp stays at camp, Al.
Are the cabins co-ed?
No, they are not co-ed. Thank you for asking that. They are male cabins, and then you got female cabins. It's the same as camp back in the day, but now it's okay to sneak off.
Do you have a fantasy suite, like on The Bachelor?
No fantasy suite. But they say the funnest part of this camp is waking up at 6 in the morning and just seeing which dudes are returning from the girls' cabin back to the boy cabin.
Oh, so they can't. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And you go out there. The rules are there are no rules.
Huh.
No talking about work or what you do for work.
Oh, I'm getting a rash thinking about it.
Why?
I have to have rules.
That just sounds
like utter chaos. Nastiness.
Okay, slight rules.
There has to be rules.
There doesn't have to be rules.
We need boundaries.
Why do you need... There's boundaries.
Because society functions better with boundaries. You have to know your limits and you stay within them. And then when you feel naughty, you step outside the limits, but you have to have a boundary.
There's boundaries. I'm sure we're adults. We know the rules and the laws. You follow those?
I'm sick already about it. I can't go. Don't make me go.
Please. Please don't go. You're doing them a favor.
Well, here's the thing.
Don't go. I'd stay in my room.
We already started a proposal with the boss, with George.
Camp Throwback. Sorry, Kelly's not coming.
Not coming.
Surprise, surprise.
Family vacation.
And it's Ohio. I haven't been back to my home state in a while.
How fun would that family vacation be?
Are you kidding me?
So much fun, Kelly.
I hated camp enough when I was a kid. The best part about growing up is never having to go to camp again.
Kelly, there's an 80s dance. There's an 80s dance party on
That's
Friday
cool.
night, and then field day activities like water balloon tosses.
Come on,
ladies
Kelly.
And gentlemen, I want you to know that Kelly is standing here with her arms folded.
I'm not doing
she
it.
She is not.
We could probably bring one of those big blobs that you have in the lake, and then you jump on it and throws you all in the air, and you get splashed up.
That's dangerous.
The only thing worse than Kelly not doing it is Kelly doing it, not wanting to do it. I can just remember on Fun Day when I said my Fun Day was to go bike riding.
For 10 miles.
Kelly hated this idea, but she did it because she's a team player. She looked like a witch riding a bicycle. She was growling. Steam was coming out of her.
Kelly, this is for you.
We made us play volleyball with the Dallas Mavericks dancers.
Yeah, buddy.
What's wrong with that?
Because they're rock hard bodies and they show up wearing the little sports bras and short shorts.
Hey.
And we just got off a 10-mile bike ride.
It was my fun day. That's what
I wanted to do.
That's what you had at the end of your fun day.
That was my fun day. A bike ride around the lake.
Of course it is. 10-mile
bike ride and then volleyball with the dancer girl.
And this is awesome for those people that are socially awkward. Like if you have a job where you don't get to go out very often and you're not making any friends.
Yeah.
You could just go on this week-long vacation. Basically, it's a vacation. And you meet friends that last a lifetime.
Kelly, it does say you can bring a significant other.
But you can't stay in the same cabin.
No, you can't.
No, it says you can make out in the woods, though.
Yeah. People have been doing their honeymoons at this place.
Poison ivy.
Oh, Kelly.
And that Lyme disease is everywhere.
I got a tick at Girl Scout camp.
Oh, can you imagine just getting a nice makeout sesh in the woods and you get a little bit of bug spray?
No.
It just brings you back to being 13 again. This sounds so much fun to me. We're trying to make it our family vacation next year.
No, we're not.
What do you mean?
Shouldn't we be like upgrading every year?
No, this is cool.
We can't go from
these great trips.
Yeah, we've been
London,
Dominican Republic,
Mexico.
Yeah.
This is great. This is great.
No, you go. How about, let's do a remote. JC live from.
No, I don't want to do it without
throwback.
I don't want to do it without you guys.
No,
then it's not fun if I don't have you guys there.
No, I'll be at the Hard Rock in Spain.
Yeah, let's go to the Hard Rock in Ibiza. Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
And it's not that expensive. For $245, you can socialize in a relaxed setting.
Mm. Good news! I just saw it sold out this year.
Oh,
yeah, it sells out really fast.
No,
that's what we're planning for next year.
Kelly, we can't go.
Oh.
Can you imagine all the activities we could have?
You could do that stuff at home. Just go in your backyard.
You guys, it's like really close to my alma mater.
Children have been conceived there.
It's really close to my college. I could take you guys there and show
just
you a
like
good time.
Camp.
Right? We could sneak off and go to the other camp. And teepee them?
Al, you'd love the girls at my college.
This sounds suspiciously close to swingers camp.
It's not swingers camp.
I mean,
a lot of singles go.
It sounds.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds like herpes camp to me.
Kelly, quit making me laugh.
I'm sorry. It sounds like what?
Kelly, it's also nude. No.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, man.
They also have a band camp. If you guys want to do that, we start our own band. That was a little more expensive.
Mm-mm.
That's $1,900.
No.
Almost
$2,000. That's an adult camp, too?
Yeah. You go.
What else do you have?
Do they have groupie camp for Kelly and I?
What else do you have besides band camp? I mean,
Those are the ones we have right now.
Here's the thing. Take the word camp out of all of these activities, and I may be in. Groupie stuff, cool. But I don't want to go to groupie camp.
That's the thing. As I've gotten older, I love outdoorsy stuff still.
Yeah.
Way more than Kelly. I like going and being outdoorsy, but I like sleeping in a bed in a hotel room.
You get a bed.
Do you have
turned really high maintenance at night.
Kelly would like a camp where you don't have to do anything.
Absolutely.
Like camp nothing.
Camp lay.
Camp. Yeah.
Well, lay down.
Yeah. Easy.
Camp couch.
Easy.
You guys
there,
stop. You know what I mean?
Just lay on the couch all day long.
Camp couch.
I could be down with that camp. Just sit there. Camp remote.
I love sitting.
Camp remote.
We'll put the details up at kidnation.com if you have friends that don't want to kill your dreams of going to camp.
Well, why put up the link? It's sold out.
Because there's going to be more camps.
Mm-hmm.
You could get your spot for next year, which is what we're trying to do.
Why don't you guys just do this for some bachelor party or something?
Kid Nation Camp.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
So you don't want to do it for a bachelor
party? Not for a bachelor party.
Yeah, I wonder why.
No way.
Why? Not fun enough? No.
Bunch of stinky people for my bachelor party? No way.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Ever wonder how Jurassic World got their pterodactyl sound? It's Big Al on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Dang right.
That was actually pretty good, Al.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I auditioned for Jurassic World, but failed through.
That was close.
Yeah.
That was a close call.
Still waiting on the callback.
Yeah. Well, too late. We have our David versus Goliath battle coming up.
Okay.
Also known as the Pantyhose Challenge.
Okie dokie.
And we narrowed it down to the four finalists for the big break. And we're going to issue them a challenge.
Hmm.
Now, it's not as crazy as the Pantyhose Challenge.
Okay.
It's probably going to have to do with music.
Hopefully.
Because they are musicians.
Yes.
But we'll give them their challenge coming up soon. And Kelly's Showbiz Top 5. She'll update you with everything going on in Hollywood. What are you working on, Kelly?
Well, of course, the big story today is Puff Daddy Diddy getting arrested.
Yeah, that guy. I can't believe he did that.
Temper got the best of him.
Yeah.
When you're used to so many people bowing down and doing
whatever
you want, when somebody finally doesn't do what you want, you snap.
Right.
That's apparently what happened.
It's cool to see that celebrities could be one of those extreme sport parents as well.
Helicopter.
Yeah, helicopter.
This is beyond extreme.
I remember seeing moms and dads like this when I played competitive soccer. It's crazy.
Did anybody watch The Bachelorette last night?
No, I was with the kids for the DVD unveiling.
Uh-huh.
And, no.
Yeah, I was there with you guys as well, but I couldn't wait.
Apparently not.
I got home last night, and I went to sleep, and I was sitting there going, like, tonight was the episode where everything goes down.
Out, right?
Like, I couldn't stop thinking about
it. You're such the Bachelorette super fan. I mean, we missed The Bachelorette. It's like, we missed The Bachelorette.
I've actually been watching more this season than I ever have in the past,
because
you guys have usually been so into it.
Yeah,
but it's one of those shows I still only watch if I'm home and there's not a soccer game on or something else I'd rather watch, then I watch it.
Right.
So I missed last night.
I blame my wife. She really likes this show.
Mm-hmm.
And she got me into watching it a few seasons ago. And this season, I tried it for the first time because Kelly recommended I should not find out who wins this season because we have access to that. And I'm having way more fun just feeling it and taking it all in.
Okay.
And it really is, it's a lesson every single week on how, even if you're in a relationship, on how not to act
Now, the bachelorette this season is Caitlin.
Caitlin. It was the first time ever where they had two at the beginning. It was Caitlin and Britt. We have a Britt update, by the way, Kelly, for you.
Oh, great. I know you love her. She's still with him.
Yep. So you had those two, and then the guys had to pick which one they wanted to be the bachelorette.
And they picked Caitlin.
Caitlin had the most votes, and she ended up being your bachelorette.
They started out with 20-something guys, and now it's down to what?
Man, I think.
10.
I keep losing track. 10, I believe. Yeah, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they picked Caitlin because she had a nose ring, and they know that girls with nose rings are easy.
Okay.
Is that true?
Well, based on last night's episode, Kelly may be right with that one. I don't think all girls with nose rings are.
I don't know. They've done studies on it, JC.
That in the tramp stamp.
So we were left off last week with one brother left, Al.
Oh, there is a brother left.
There was a brother left. Remember, there was Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, the guy who went to Princeton.
Oh, he's still there?
Track athlete, was in a horrible accident, went to the hospital.
I thought
I thought she was going to boot him the beginning of this episode.
So it was left at that, where he was telling her off, okay. And he said she's shallow, surface level, and just there to make out with guys.
Oh, here's your lesson to be learned, Al. Get ready.
Okay, thank you.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
Well, if it didn't get him kicked off.
I started thinking he was, because she wanted honesty, I think he was trying to play the, I'm being honest with you, and I want to see how you come back and beg me to stay type thing. Caitlin wasn't having any of that. He ended up actually leaving. And then you realize what his intentions were. His intentions weren't to end up with Caitlin. He was that guy that wanted to become the bachelor and thought that doing it this way would work, and it didn't. Because on his way to the airport in the limo, here's what he had to say to the world.
I'm tired of talking about farts and people's bowel movements. I'm being punished for being an intellectual. They didn't teach cheesy movie quotes at Princeton. I have to have original thoughts. I don't find that women have trouble relating to me because I'm too deep. Seeing how badly Caitlin has been at The Bachelorette, I feel like I know what it takes to be The Bachelor. Like, I understand that she's trying to divide up her time, but for that reason, you have to be deep. I feel like I'm destined to be the bachelor and destined to find love on this show.
According to him, all the women think he would be a great bachelor. We have two ladies in the room. Kelly, do you think he'd be a great bachelor?
No, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Exactly.
An attitude.
Yeah. It just shows even a guy with that, you know, I believe that he's smart.
That caliber.
That caliber and that kind of education is still wildly insecure.
You still have to be humble, even if you're that intelligent.
Exactly.
He's talking about how intelligent he is, how educated he is, how shallow Caitlin is, but I want to be the next bachelor.
I'm like, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is the most shallow show, according to you.
Yeah.
According to this guy, but he wants to be it.
I would like to have a brother in that position, but it ain't going to be him. It ain't him.
And it's not likable.
No. So he leaves, and Caitlin's left up there. Damsel in distress, crying. Nick, who was the guy that came in late because they had a Twitter relationship going on, decided he would go up to see Caitlin. While he's up there, he talks to her, makes her feel good.
Where are they at this point? Are they?
They're in like this. They're in San Antonio still.
Okay.
I think they're in a hotel type place.
Okay.
Close by the Alamo. And so Nick goes up there and he talks to her and he's doing it so right. He makes her feel wanted.
Yeah.
He makes her feel like she's the only woman in the world because she is to them. He is doing all the right things and he ends up just getting a full on makeout sesh after this Ian guy goes off on her.
Yeah.
That's the right thing to do if you're a guy.
Yeah.
Make the girl feel good and feel like she's meant to be there.
Sure.
The problem is Sean, who is the guy who is mostly into this girl, and I feel like he is full-on in love with Caitlin, got a real dose of reality because he went up to see Caitlin, and Caitlin was making out with Nick.
I mean, less than 24 hours ago, I was having the best night of my life and telling Caitlin that I was falling in love with her, and she was telling me the same thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it just makes things that much harder. I'm just going to go up and talk to her. With the whole Nick situation, it's definitely changed things. I'm starting to lose my mind. Every time I see Caitlin with another guy or see her kissing another guy, it honestly makes me question everything again. It sucks.
Have you never watched the show?
Do you realize you're on The Bachelorette?
Right,
sir?
She's dating
But that is the realest reaction, because it's impossible for a guy to see the girl he's dating making out with another guy and not act like that. And people are going off on him for the way he's acting.
They should not go off on him, but he also has to realize that's part of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I wish they turned the mic down on those slurpy kisses noises. I hate that. Yeah.
Oh, Kelly, you're going to...
So gross.
Nick, I guarantee you, Nick watched some Ari tape. Ari Lewandowski, the guy you loved, Kelly, because what'd he do?
He grabbed, what's her face? Emily Maynard by both sides of her head and kind of put his hands in her hair and he'd throw up against the wall and kiss her passionately without sound effects.
Yeah. Nick was doing that left and right this episode.
He knows.
He was throwing her up against the wall, head behind.
That kind of kissing has ruined real life for a lot of us, I think.
Why?
Because now when a guy does anything less than that, it's like, what, you're not passionate about me? Not into me.
Yeah. Please pull my hair.
He was biting.
Pull my hair now.
He was biting the lip. Like,
save that, yeah.
She was like, her lip was like Stretch Armstrong. He was getting it all the way out.
Don't do that.
He was getting it.
I actually kind of like that Sean guy.
Yeah, Sean's a really good guy.
Out of all of them, yeah.
And I seriously think he's genuinely there for her and wants a relationship with her.
That whole thing wasn't set up.
Yeah,
I mean,
amen.
Bachelors don't accidentally walk in on couples making out.
Oh, I guarantee you.
That doesn't happen.
A producer.
The whole thing was staged.
Yeah. You think a producer went up to him and said, hey, why don't you go check on Caitlin? It's been 20 minutes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are the bromance guys still on the show?
No.
JJ?
Just JJ.
Okay, JJ is there.
His DB-ishness. It's still there, but it's gone down slightly since Nick got there.
He doesn't have a partner. Right.
So, of course, Nick gets the one-on-one date.
Okay.
And they end up going to a church, where a cathedral, a Catholic church, where he proceeds to have tons of time to make out with Caitlin.
It's such a great thing when you just can't keep your hands off someone. And it's great to see her have that same struggle to hold back.
You're in a church! You're in a church!
You're in a church making out.
You're That's in a church,
wrong.
Al!
That's so wrong.
They're making out. She's straddling him. She's getting her butt just pumped.
This is leading up to it, isn't it?
Like,
leading
he's like,
up to it, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, this it's so
just,
leading up.
And see, this is it's just building. Now they can't handle it. They're so attracted to each
other.
So
what happened? Did they go to the church and just start making out, or did they have
They have a dinner, and they're talking, and it's like they're touching each other under the table.
In a church?
And you got to remember, you're in a cathedral. You're in the house of the Lord.
Thank you, JC.
I'm pretty sure the people in Dublin... We're not aware that this was going to be going on in the cathedral they were letting them borrow.
So they've made their way to Ireland now.
Yeah, they're in Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah, they're finally in they're worldly now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And here's some more Nick and Caitlin making out noise if you needed some.
No.
Okay, Caitlin, here you go.
Their whole date.
Ew.
I can't even.
Ew. Don't worry.
It's been outside the church. It seems like all they did was just make out.
Yeah. This is just a make out session.
So,
of course, this night went somewhere for them.
Of course. Where do you take your lady after you're making out at the church, at the cathedral?
In the confessional?
No, well.
After the church, it's the hotel lobby.
She asked him to go back to the Radisson.
Oh, she asked him.
Yeah.
To the
Radisson.
Oh, you know
by the way.
They're pulling out all
Hold
the
on
plugs.
One second.
Play all the stuff.
Radisson.
The Radisson in Dublin, Ireland is the fanciest looking thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Man! It's old. It looks like an Irish place. It's just, doesn't look like a Radisson.
You think maybe they just took an old building and
sure.
the hotel bought it? Yeah, probably.
But it was like the fanciest Radisson I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
I want to go to that Radisson. It's like this really old school looking Irish building.
Free continental breakfast?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Old school Irish looking building.
Okay.
But with the Radisson logo.
He leave a light on for you?
I loved it. That was my favorite part of the episode.
All right.
So they go back.
So they're at the Radisson.
Yeah, they're at the Radisson.
And this isn't like fantasy suite time where you propose, like, let's go back to the room. This was just
a date.
We're going back at the end of the date, and he should be going back to the
place.
Once again, we're talking about the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Caitlin is hooking up with Nick, and apparently they have a night of passion at the Radisson.
And ladies, it's okay. If you meet a guy and you feel that passion and you want to, just don't do it on TV. Just don't do it on TV when you're dating, like, 20 guys.
Hey,
could that have been an option? Like, hey, let's hook up. I guess it is an option.
It's always an option, but...
Let's hook up, but let's do
hold
it.
Hold off.
Yeah.
Because millions of people are going to watch this.
Okay.
And so while they're showing a picture of the door and a bunch of noises coming from there...
Ugh, more kissy noises.
Oh, no. These are noises, and we won't play you those noises because these noises are noises.
Like call the front desk.
Don't even tease us. I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm not going to play them, Kelly, because it's there. We can't.
Like call the front desk because the people next door are making too much noise.
Just noises.
Okay.
And so while this is happening, they flash to the guys having a conversation. It's Sean, the guy that's in love with her the most at the house, and this is what Sean had to say.
I haven't seen Nick and Caitlin interact.
He's been in this position before. He knows what to do.
Okay, you're here. I mean,
I know I keep
noises.
Going back to it, but you just got to trust Caitlin.
You just got to trust Caitlin while she's in a room with this Nick guy.
And Nick has not come home yet.
No, he hasn't come home. He doesn't come home till the next morning, Jenna. They show him doing the walk of shame. Oh, man, look, walk of victory.
Yeah, it's a walk of pride.
And what does Nick do? Could he be a gentleman and just keep his night to himself? Of course not.
Oh boy.
He tells them he was invited back and tells them some of the truth.
Had dinner. Caitlin kind of surprised me. And she said, hey, do you just want to go back to my suite?
Uh-huh.
We just sat on her couch. It was more just casual and just talk some more. I mean, I feel very fortunate. You know, I keep saying, hey, I'm not here for Rose. I'm here for Caitlin. But the reality is I now have a Rose, and I know next week I'll get more time with her.
That's important. That's very special, I think. I mean, she could have very easily said, okay, well, I'll see you later, whenever that'll be, and then you could have been on your way, but no, she invited you back to her place.
That's Kentucky guy. He's cool. Kentucky guy's cool. Kentucky guy's so cool.
That's the first time I've ever seen
him. I've never heard him speak before.
Oh, I love Kentucky guy. He's so nice.
All right, yeah, that's good for you. I'm high for you.
So that's a power play by Nick, and guys will do this all the time. If you're going for the same girl, they will go tell the other guys, oh, yeah, we definitely went back to her house. They won't let you know what they did at the house, but we know what you did
at the house. Yes, they will. You guys tell everything.
And now Sean ended up getting drunk and got so hurt and talked to the producers, and I think this relationship is doomed.
You're the only person I talk to about anything, okay? Man to man, guy to guy, friend to friend, you're telling me she would rather have Jerry than me. It's absolutely and it's going to drive me away and ruin something that could be amazing.
Do you not know what we have? Like, it's insane.
Of course.
It's because I love the girl.
She came to my room and we stayed for like 6 or 7 hours on my bed. We didn't even sleep. I was with her all night. She said, you're it. She said, you're the one.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's the second guy she has stayed the night with.
But they just talked all night.
He might be the one. She's just really...
She ruined it.
We can be... What is wrong with a girl being like all you guys are?
No, it's not. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. It's just on TV. It's on TV.
There's nothing wrong with it. A man still wants to think that you have not been that person.
Right.
They want to pretend that you...
Right.
They don't want to know all that.
But in the real world, you don't know that stuff.
I understand that. I'm just saying, she might not want to marry Nick, but she's attracted to him.
Well, that's going
to
be out there.
The whole point of being on the show is to find a husband, and how are you going to turn around the other guy and say, I know I hooked up with this other guy, but you're still the one.
Oh, man. Wow. So once again, they leave us hanging.
Yeah.
To be continued. We'll find out what happens.
Okay.
And we'll have the rose ceremony because they don't have them anymore at the end of the show.
Is this the most controversial season?
It really is. When Chris Harrison said that at the beginning of the season, I said, you're lying to us once again, Chris Harrison. But no, he is not. This is the most controversial one I've ever
all
seen.
All right. There you have
and
it.
And I've seen them all.
That's our update. Won't talk about that.
Oh, and Kelly, for you, Britt. Britt and the dude are still dating, but she introduced him to his mom, and she said, oh, he's a good friend. He seems like a good friend.
Oh.
So mom friend-zoned him.
Oh.
So it's not looking good.
Mom's saying slow down.
Yeah.
That's what mom's saying.
All right.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
It's your big break. No, no. It's your big break. It's your big break.
If you want to meet our final four contestants, you can do that at KidNation.com. We got Isabella Engler, Cheyenne Goss, Jacob Serrano, Blake Thomason.
All right.
And we told them we would issue challenges, didn't we, Kelly Raspberry?
Yes, we did, and we've got our first challenge.
Yeah.
Excited. I hope Blake, Cheyenne, Isabella, and Jacob are listening, because if they are listening, they got a jump start on this. Otherwise, we have to email them later, and it just takes a while.
And what we want to do with the big break is we want to turn one of these kids into a big rock star.
The next big thing.
Yeah.
We want Taylor Swift-type fame for them. And we want it to all have started here so that we're all a part of it.
We get a piece of it.
It's cool to be there. You know, it's cool to be there from the beginning.
No, we just want to wish them well and good luck. But each of them now, here's the competition round one.
Okay, I'm listening.
The jingle competition.
Yeah.
Each one of them has to write and record a jingle for our show. We need to get something out of it, right? It can be an original or a cover of another song, just replacing the lyrics. You know, like
this was the jingle, the big break thing. Yeah,
exactly. Just as long as it talks about us.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear those jingles tomorrow morning.
Oh, you have 24 hours to write a jingle, record, and get ready.
And we will judge the winner.
All right.
You're going to have to do that in the music industry. Sometimes your manager's going to come up and say, hey, we signed a deal. You got to do this by tomorrow.
Yeah, they did the same thing on American Idol, the competitions.
Yep. Get it done.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the big break contestants have their challenge. Now it's time for our challenge here in the studio.
Okay. Mm.
I urge you to please get to KidTV.com if you would like to watch this.
Oh, boy.
Al, do you have any idea yet?
No, and I've intentionally not Googled it, so I wanted to be surprised.
Okay.
So, and I will be.
I'll tell you this. There could be blood.
There could be blood?
There could be injuries.
I don't need blood. I mean, I do need blood.
No.
But
there could be a huge...
You don't need bloodshed.
Yes.
Yeah, no bloodshed. Hopefully not, Al. But no, this is a battle.
A battle of what?
The pantyhose tug of war.
Pantyhose tug of war?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, we got this from our friends in Australia.
Uh-huh.
You basically have one pair of pantyhose.
Uh-huh.
Again, Kid TV, because we're going to be doing this here shortly.
Okay.
One pair of pantyhose, two contestants.
Oh, boy.
Al and JC.
Yeah.
Each of us will place a leg over our head.
We'll do what?
We're going to cut.
You just cut the foot out, right?
Cut the toe off, mm-hmm. the foot, and then place it over our head, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then we'll stand in the middle of a room, back to back, Big Al Mac.
Uh-huh.
Big Al, you will need to reach the door.
Okay.
I will need to reach the window. To the window!
To the wall!
To the door.
All right. It's basically a way to look as ugly as possible. Stretching the pantyhose over your face.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we could break our nose.
Torch your face.
Oh, I'm we're going to look so funny.
If you're watching Kid TV, she looks just like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
With her pantyhose
face. She does look like Miley Cyrus.
So is there any chance the pantyhose would break?
I don't know.
They can get a run.
How tough are they?
It depends on how strong they are.
They get the run?
Like the Hooters pantyhose? I mean, those
no,
like,
these are like Lycra. Those are like dancing tights.
Yeah.
These ones,
regular pantyhose. Regular.
Yeah, these are like ones my grandma used to wear.
Feel those.
Are they new?
Nope, they don't smell new.
We got used pantyhose.
Why would you smell that part?
I don't know, Jenna.
Oh,
why
boy.
Would you do that?
Why did you do that? That's
here we go. We'd like to thank Legs Sheer Energy.
So they are new.
Medium support leg.
They are new.
What's medium support leg mean?
It's medium support, not super support, not light support.
But you get support.
It's medium support. Yes.
What's the color on those bad boys?
Oh, I'll tell you right now.
Nude. They're size B.
They're a size B. What's that mean?
Medium.
If you're
remember when legs used to come in eggs? I used to love those eggs.
I remember. It's such a childhood memory because my mom would always go buy these all the time. I'd go with her. She's like, I got to go buy legs.
I thought that was the thing.
Size B.
Yeah.
And you always, no matter what color your skin was, you got suntan.
Yeah.
No matter what. So I'd be this albino chick coming down the stairs with my tan legs leading the way.
Yeah, this is the secret. This is like the NFL cheerleader secret, the ones they use. They use different ones, a little nicer, that are fishnet. But yeah, it makes your legs look great.
I guess these are what the Hooters girls use.
No,
they're thicker.
I buy those on Halloween once a year.
Al, didn't you say you used to get turned on by this girl that used to wear her pantyhose and you could see the leg hair through them?
Yeah. She had nice legs, and I'm just
all right
because of her. I did like to see her with the pantyhose and the leg hair.
Are you guys doing this right now?
Yeah, we're gonna go get to kidtv.com.
Oh boy.
Big Al, how much are you weighing in at right now?
About 235.
235.
Well, this video, I don't know who won the video because it was a small girl and then a big guy that were going back to back doing this.
Yeah. Well, the guy has a weight advantage and he seems to be doing the best.
I would still think strength.
This is going to come down to who has.
It could be about
better leverage.
Is it physics?
Yeah, that's
where
physics.
Where you get the right.
The angle?
Angle.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, the first day of physics class, I got up and walked out.
It's motion too. It's how much you can get going.
It's something about
use your core.
You got to use your core. How's your core?
Like sumo wrestling.
My core is pretty solid.
Al's got 35 on me, so you got the weight advantage.
Yeah.
I don't have an advantage.
You work out every day.
A little bit. That's an advantage.
You have strength, yeah.
I did 30 minutes of cardio like a month ago.
All right.
I would use the legs.
KidTV.com if you want to watch this David versus Goliath battle.
Oh, boy.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
JC.
Hi.
JC, the challenge is over. You can take the pantyhose off of your head.
I like the look, Al.
What if your head gets stuck like that? What if your face gets stuck like that? With your nose all smashed in?
The hardest thing is putting my headphones on. There you go.
JC has pantyhose on his face like a bank robber.
Yeah.
I look right. So we just got done with our pantyhose challenge during the break.
Are we going to call it that?
I mean,
the pantyhose challenge. Well,
we have audio of the incredible go down.
Yeah, the pantyhose challenge is something that the guys came across online, and it was a girl and a guy who stood back to back, cut the feet out of pantyhose, each putting one leg, you know, over their head, and then they did a tug of war just with the pantyhose over their face.
So it contorts your face,
makes you, you're like a one right now.
I'm a one right now?
Yeah.
If that.
Like not even at 2 a.m?
No.
Not even if I was passed out drunk.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So we
Jenna,
did this.
You don't even have any options.
Yeah, and Jenna's
true.
Like,
that's true.
Whatever comes her way right now.
I know. Is she reject you?
Yeah. Really, Jenna?
You just look like you've been in
a fighter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you look like a boxer who's been beat up a lot. Maybe the nose has been broken a lot and everything's kind of mashed and swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I look right now.
That's what you look like.
The bigger challenge for me was just getting the leg or the foot of the pantyhose over my head.
Yeah, you got
first
a big
world
head.
Problem.
Yeah. Well, apparently we had a size medium here.
Yeah.
We need to get the pantyhose for the, you know, for the BBW.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
I need to take this off.
I needed more room. That was my biggest challenge.
Yeah, I get that.
It would barely, I mean, it wouldn't fit over my head.
How did it go? It sounded like it was over pretty quickly.
That's what she said.
Oh, see, now I like that look. What do you call that look where you just have the little rag over your head?
Yeah, that's like
the do-rag. The do-rag.
Looks right.
We used to do that back in the day. Black guys would do that. And so I guess some still do. And it would make your hair kind of lay down flatter on your head.
Right.
And so
it's
a little wavy.
Yeah, a little wavy. Yeah.
I believe we have audio from the epic throwdown between Big Al Mac and myself.
All right, let's go. Let's
take a listen here, ladies.
Yeah. Man, I can't. Oh, my God.
I'm crying in pantyhose. I can't cry in these things.
Because I can't even open my freaking eyes.
I can't see anything.
My
eyes are flooded.
Here. All right, are y'all ready?
Back to back, Cheater.
Back to back, and go slow. Okay.
All right.
Here we
Three,
go. Who's gonna win
two,
this?
Two, one, go.
And then
it was very anticlimactic.
And so then when we started moving, the pantyhose ripped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Then
on the TV,
who got more pantyhose?
I think Al got more pantyhose.
Then does that mean he won?
No, we're calling it a tie, just because.
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
Draw.
Playoffs.
Well, yeah. We need stronger pantyhose.
We need sudden death.
So if you know of a pantyhose that will not break when a 235-pound and a 200-pound man are pulling on it.
Are you telling me there's only 35 pounds difference between you two?
According to Al?
235.
See?
237, man.
I believe him.
Wow.
I believe you.
You've been bulking up?
It's right here.
No.
Everybody asks me if I'm losing weight. I'm like, no, I wish I was. What weight I did lose, I think I found it.
We'll put up our epic video at kidnation.com later.
All right.
I would call it epic.
Al couldn't put the pantyhose over his head, and then it made me laugh so hard that it started doing the tears, and then it
flooded. The tears had nowhere to go.
Yeah, and the tears couldn't go anywhere because the pantyhose were trying to absorb, but they couldn't. So it was just a pool of water in my eyeballs.
Yeah, sweating in pantyhose, that's not a good memory.
No.
I can't wait.
Causes chafing and oh, man.
I can't wait till my doctor girlfriend asks me what I did at work today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I did the pantyhose challenge, baby. What'd you do? Well, I saved some
money. I'm really surprised they still there's so few people that wear pantyhose anymore. They still are out there,
yeah.
But you just don't see it a lot. I thought it was really interesting when I found out that Kate Middleton has to wear pantyhose.
It's like royalty, she has to.
And she wears them. They're so nude that you can barely tell, but her legs always look flawless because of that.
Right.
And they said she was making pantyhose fashionable again.
Yeah.
But I still, you know.
I heard dudes are starting to wear them.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you put on it if you have a run? Is it
nail polish or hairspray?
You have a run?
Yeah, but back in the day, we didn't care. We'd have red nail polish. Yeah. We just put a dab of red nail polish. We were so weird.
Back in the day. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Because it's time to get to first world problems. Mm-hmm. When your pantyhose are not strong enough for you and your friend to have a pantyhose challenge. First world problem.
Okay. What you got?
Jesse says, it's hard to eat my burrito in my car because I'm hitting every green light.
Oh. I hate when that happens when I have food.
I know, when you want to have a doggone red light, the few times you want to.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like, please give me a red light.
I want to look at my phone. I want a red light.
Just one.
Morgan says, I was too full from the dinner that I made to eat the dessert that I made. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, big problems, Morgan.
And Kristen Rodas from Kid Nation. When you record your favorite show and realize you didn't record it in HD.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problems.
See, these are problems we have that seem to be a big deal to you at the time, but they're really not a big deal. And then you can look back on them and laugh. That's first world problems
right,
for you.
Right, right.
Kelly, how you doing this morning? Not Kelly, but Kelly
on the phone.
Good, how are you?
Doing great.
What's your first world problem?
Yeah. Well, I'm a polo groom, so like horses and mallets.
Whoa.
And we have a guy who flies his helicopter in to every match. And one time during halftime, we had to stop the entire match for an hour because his helicopter wouldn't start. And we had to get his driver to take him to grab his mechanic and his Maserati.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, it didn't get more, more first world
polos
than that.
Hey, Todd, go get my Maserati real quick, bro.
And my mechanic.
That's beyond first world polos.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you have to go pick up your helicopter mechanic.
That's like elite world problems.
Good Lord.
Man, I'm sorry, Kelly.
World problems. Yeah.
Have a great day, Kelly. That guy. I bet you they think it's a whooping every time he shows up. Mm.
Here he comes, his helicopter.
Mr. Maserati.
Alina, welcome to First World Problems. Go ahead and share.
So my problem is that I have too many Bluetooth devices.
You don't know which one to sync up to.
Right. So I might be downstairs listening to my speaker that I have downstairs, you know, cooking and cleaning. And then I go upstairs and I want to put it on, say, my shower Bluetooth. But then it automatically connects to my headset, and maybe I want it on my headphones. It's too much to deal with.
You have a shower Bluetooth setup? That is cool. I want to get to that business.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alina, that's tough.
First world problem there, girl.
Your phone gets all confused, doesn't act right.
How do you fix it?
You can't fix it. You need the Bluetooth. Holly, how you doing?
Good, guys. You want to hear my problem?
Yes, we do, of course.
Okay, well, I live in a country club, and the country club sits on a lake, and it has a golf course. Well, we couldn't afford to rent a house on the water, so we had to rent a house that backs up to the golf course instead.
No water view.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Do the balls ever hit the windows?
No, but they do come up in our yard, and people drive their little golf carts up in our yard to turn around.
They can't do that.
That's your yard.
That might be Kelly. Kelly's also a prominent member of a country club nowadays.
That's bonus.
Very prominent.
That's bonus.
I've been once.
You've been one time.
I found that as people
in
country clubs, they don't go very
it's
often.
Like a gym.
You know, you think
it's like a gym.
A lot of
you
money.
It's going to be so great, like, all these amenities, and you just never go.
Right.
They gave me free lunch for a month to go there, and I never went.
You missed it already?
Yes.
That's first world problem.
First world problem.
That fits.
I reclaimed one of my free lunches.
That fits. Ashley, what's your first world problem?
Hi. So I hate when I go to the grocery store and my cart is so heavy and I have to push it with one hand because if I use both, I won't get my Fitbit steps. Hashtag first world problem.
Fitbit steps.
You got to get those steps in.
Somebody likes the Fitbit.
Yeah. So she has to push it with one so her hand keeps moving.
You look at it. It's a workout then.
Hey, Ashley, when you pick up the milk, do you pump it a couple times? Like you just do a couple curls to get an extra Fitbit?
I do sets on both arms.
Yeah.
Just to get those in, yeah.
That's awesome.
Ashley's smart.
Uh-huh. You're just cheating yourself.
I don't know where my Fitbit went.
I threw mine away. I seriously lost it.
I was getting into it and then I lost it. Dee, how you doing this Tuesday?
okay. I got a second computer monitor at work, which I thought would be great, but now I have to turn my neck to see everything on the screen.
Hashtag
peripheral problem.
Yeah. You got to do those. Kelly taught us these neck stretches you got to do every day.
Every day.
All the way to the right.
All the way to the right.
Slow rotation.
Make sure you're doing them, Dee.
Dr. Right. Mary.
You don't want to lose that.
Only if I can count them on my fitness stuff in my gym.
Again, why did I got to count everything?
Because that's the thing nowadays.
You didn't count it. The Fitbit.
We need to do a neck Fitbit for all the movements of your head. Put it on your hat.
I'm glad you remind me to do that, Kelly. I can barely turn my head.
That's it.
First world problems.
Oh, Valerie, I feel you on this one. What's going on in your world?
When I get out of the shower and my fingers are pruny, my iTouch on my iPhone will not work, and I have to actually type in my passcode.
Oh.
Hashtag first world problem.
I can't stand that.
It sucks. Mm-hmm. What's the point of having the fingerprint unlock? You can't use it.
It doesn't work.
Right?
Exactly.
That's why you got to create one when your fingers are pruny so that it could read it when your fingers are pruny.
I need to try that.
Yeah.
I have mine set for so many angles, because I found that sometimes I reach for it with different fingers or my thumb from the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. It lets you set so many different reads of the thumb.
Hey, Valerie, have you heard why your fingers get pruny when you get in water for so long?
I don't. Is it just because they absorb the water?
No. It's our body giving us better grip. It's a way for our body to give us better grip.
God didn't plan for the iPhone 5, did he?
No, he did not. There you go, Valerie. See, you learned something when you call in first world problems. Yeah, God was definitely not ready for the iPhone.
Ready fingers don't help then.
The last time I flew to Mexico, first world problem.
Uh-huh.
The last time I flew to Mexico, my ticket printed out, and it didn't have TSA pre-check, and I had to take my shoes off.
Oh!
Oh!
Yeah, it's hard to slip out of them flip-flops.
I get that X every time I come back into the country.
Well, you look suspicious.
Every single time I get the X, and I got to go to the extra guy.
You look like a drug mule.
You're wearing the hat that says
first world
dope on it.
I was.
It's a great gift.
Jenna got it for me for my birthday a couple years ago. It's a cool hat. Hey, Allie, what's going on with you online shopping?
Okay, so my first word problem is when you have three closets full of clothes and you're shopping online and the website crashes before you can check out your basket full of clothes. Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Oh, man. What is your advice, Jenna? How do we fix this?
There is a way if you're logged in to the site you're on,
right.
Even though it's annoying, you always want to check out as a guest.
Yeah.
If you're signed in, it will save your cart.
Oh, ain't nobody got time to sign in.
I know, but it'll save your cart.
I'm sorry, Allie. Sorry you had to deal with that. Oh, boy. Darnell.
Sure.
What is it, Darnell?
Darnell, what happened?
My first world problem is I messed up my Dolce & Gabbana suit.
Mm-mm.
Now I have to wear my Prada one.
Gross.
Don't even go to the dang event, Darnell.
How did you mess it up?
What happened?
I accidentally spilled my Starbucks coffee on it.
What kind of coffee?
White chocolate mocha.
Fitting.
Well, Darnell, I just
knew a punchline would be.
Hopefully it gets fixed, Darnell.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a nice Prada suit.
Gotta wear your Prada.
Nice, I need to become friends with Darnell, see if I can borrow some suits.
All right.
Here, we'll take one last one here.
All right.
Shannon, why is your world so tough right now?
Well, my world is so tough because my last name is Raspberry, and I get asked all the time if I'm related to Kelly Raspberry.
I'm sorry.
And I'm not, obviously.
Yeah, people
and
think.
And my dad's first name is Jerry, and so everyone asks me if I'm related to her all the time.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Do you have a P in it? Do you have a P in your Raspberry?
No, we spell it Rasbury, so we spell it differently.
Yep.
But I'm always trying to say, I'm not related to Kelly Raspberry.
We all wish
that
we
means
were.
You're so famous.
I would go ahead and claim it. I would just go ahead and say yes. Just live it.
I know, right?
Say yes and see what happens next.
See what you can get for free for being Kelly Raspberry.
Use it for restaurant reservations. I do it all the time.
Oh, so good.
Oh,
I love
that.
Use
that. Would be a great idea. I should do that.
Yeah, do it.
Remember, no pee in the raspberry.
Yeah, and then they'll be waiting for Kelly to show up. And then I'd say, oh, she's not going to be able to make it.
Oh, darn it.
That would be great. I have to, it got worse than my dad. I mean, my dad's name is Jerry, and I kept hearing your dad's name, Jerry, on the radio.
Jerry Raspberry.
It's going to get worse.
Oh, all right, Shannon. Funny. Sorry you have the raspberry
name.
Sorry,
Shannon.
And not the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what makes it tough.
Right?
Speaking of money.
I feel so bad for people aren't me.
No share of the family fortune.
Oh, I'm so rich.
Hey, Chelly. Chelly, what happened to you at Starbucks?
So I was online shopping last night, and I left my debit card at home. And so I ran through Starbucks, and all I had was a $100 bill. And she said, we can't take that. We don't take bills over 20. And I'm like, great. So I had to jump back in my car, run down to the bank, bust a $100 bill, come all the way back to Starbucks just to get my coffee.
Wow.
Hashtag first world problems.
Nobody.
She first world problemed me. She actually looked at me and said, first world problems, right? And I was like, oh, my God.
You got first world problems at Starbucks.
That's dedication. That's right there for a cup of coffee.
That's great. Well, thank you for your call. Keep them coming. On Twitter, on Facebook, make sure you hashtag First World Problem, hashtag Kid Nation, K-I-D-D Nation, so we could see it. Probably use it next week. Because First World Problems don't stop.
No, no. Mm-hmm.
They keep on coming at it.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show. Shining like the stars. Can you hear them say my name? Here we are. Watch us throw our cash.
That's our boy Tim Halperin.
Yeah, it is.
Writing the Kids Kids song for last year. Speaking of the Kids Kids last year, we had a big movie premiere last night.
Mm-hmm.
We rolled out the red carpet, invited back some of the Kids Kids who were able to make it out to watch the Kids Kids movie.
What is Kids Kids, JC?
Kids Kids is a charity that Kid Craddock started, Al, mm-hmm. back in the day. It started with a nice little bus ride down to SeaWorld, and it turned into this huge trip where we take terminally and chronically ill children and their families. That's the big part of this trip.
Yeah.
Take their families, their brothers, their sisters. Grandma sometimes gets to go. And we go on this five-day trip to Walt Disney World where we create memories because some of these kids may not be able to walk much longer, and they're walking now. And so they'll have video of them having fun and smiling.
We've had kids that are losing their vision, just gradually losing their vision.
These are last memories.
Want them to see the beauty, the magic of Disney, mm-hmm. so that they can have that memory in their brain for the rest of their lives.
It truly is a trip of a lifetime. And we make a video for the families so mm-hmm. that they could, when things are going tough, because a lot of these kids come back and they have to keep going to the hospital and they have to keep going through chemotherapy. And they just pop this video in, look at the pictures, look at the rides, look how much fun they had, and it brings them back to that moment. Yeah. And that's the point of this trip. And so last night was the big premiere, and the kids got to see themselves on the big screen.
Yeah, we invited some of the, not all the families live, you know, close enough
right.
to get to us, so the DVDs were being shipped out. But yeah, we had a screening for them with free food and drinks
able to make
in the theater.
It
was so cool.
It's crazy how much these kids grow in less than a year.
I know.
Oh, man. Penny's brother, Joel, I remember him going on the trip, and he came up to about my hip,
mm-hmm.
and the dude is up to my chest now.
Wow.
And he looks like a pro baseball player almost. Al, did you forget about it yesterday?
He did forget.
I did, to be honest with you. I knew about it, and then I forgot about it.
But you made it, man. I was happy that you made it.
I made it in record time. I was like, oh, crap. And I said, do I have time to go change? Because I was looking like crap.
Right.
And he said, no, just come on. So I came flip-flops, shorts, and T-shirt. I just came on.
Al was a favorite in the movie. You had the funny lines. You had the kids laughing.
Because I got hit with a wheelchair.
Rammed over. You still suffer. You walk with a limp.
That is funny. You're great with the kids.
Lawsuit is pending. I just want you to know that, kid parent.
And the cool thing about the Kids Kids movie is we get to see, because we don't see each other that much when we're at the park because we split up. Because there's a lot of families we want to hang out with,
mm-hmm.
and you get to see what we did with the families. It's cool to see that, because I don't get to see what you guys get to do
right.
while you're there.
Right.
And Kelly's interacting with the families. Jenna's having fun eating some Rice Krispie treats that look like Mickey Mouse. Al's getting hit by wheelchairs. All the kids are having a blast.
You're making that warthog noise.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep doing that.
Well, we always end up sitting in the warthog section for the Lion King show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the place where kids are... It's easiest to accommodate them.
Right, right.
And so we always have to do the...
Is that the longest running tradition we have? The Lion King show on Sundays?
Yeah.
It's one of them. Yeah.
Can we get like the lion one year where we just growl?
No.
Oh,
it's all done.
Say where we are.
That warthog.
You're doing well.
Well, I practice.
I can't do that.
Because now I'm expecting to be called up there to do the warthog. If I could say it.
Hog. Yeah.
And speaking of the trip, that's right around the corner.
It seems like we just got back.
Yeah. And watching the video makes it seem like, oh, it was just yesterday. But no, yeah. That's right. We're going to be heading off to Disney World in November. And we're going to be having Kids Day, which is the one day we dedicate to raising money, coming up soon.
And this is what's so cool. I mean, because you can give a little bit of money, and you can immediately almost see where it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because when we're on this trip, I mean, your money is literally being turned around and taking these kids on this trip. And you don't really get to see the effect of money when you donate to charities like that.
Yeah.
You know it's going towards a good cause. But in this situation, you know, we have these camera crews, and we're filming and taking photos. It's like live time you get to see. This is what your money is going to. This smile on this kid's face.
And we have a lot of volunteers. The doctors, the nurses, they're all volunteers. We have one employee for Kids.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
That's it.
Lindsay handles it. Caroline, kid's daughter, runs the charity. Derek Brown, I would say two employees. Derek, he basically has put the blueprint together to get this trip going. But we do find other ways to raise money. And we're going to have a concert. This is our second concert for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you don't want to spend the money and you just want to maybe donate with the possibility of winning a cool prize, right, Here's something for you. We're going to give out three great packages to see Andy Grammer. He's going to be at the Kids concert. No, Song of the Summer, fair enough,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
MKTO will be there as well. As Raising Cane's presents K2M3. We shorten the name because that's cooler that way. K2M3.
All right.
K2M3 with MKTO.
Yeah. It's Kids and Music Meets Medicine. Here's what the packages include. Round trip tickets for two on Southwest Airlines because we love Southwest. They provide the plane for us to get down to Walt Disney World, by the way.
So you can live somewhere else and win this package and they'll fly you in.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Also, a one night stay at a fabulous hotel. We wouldn't want anything better than a fabulous hotel. Two VIP meet and greet concert tickets where you're going to get to meet Andy Grammer, MKTO, and more of the performance. More on that in a second, by the way. And you'll get to hang out with us in the VIP lounge. Each package valued at almost $2,000.
Yeah.
But for your $10 donation to Kids and Music Meets Medicine, you'll get one entry to win one of these three prize packages.
Oh, cool.
Now, I said we have an announcement. Kelly Raspberry, do you have that handy for us?
I'm excited. So this person has actually a bit of history with the show.
Uh-huh.
A couple years back, we did a talent scout competition where we each had to find an unsigned artist.
Yep.
And all this stuff to go meet Scooter Braun. Well, my contestant won. She went on to be on The Voice. She was on Team Blake Shelton. Reagan James.
Yeah!
She's going to be opening up the concert Friday night, July 17th at the House of Blues in Dallas.
Very cool. From the area, so this is really
Reagan
cool.
James.
Very cool. The date of this concert again is July 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are as little as $25 each, but like JC said, you can spend $10 to enter this contest and win all these cool VIP packages too. And those are available too, the VIP packages.
Yeah.
So just KidNation.com.
$10 donation to Kids. KidNation.com, KIDD Nation.com is where you go for that.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.